Great to have your company. It's time for our local legend segment on The Breakfast Club. Jimmy Bartel with us until 8 o'clock. Kel Ferguson not too far after that. And I reckon Kel Ferguson might want to maybe even find a way to get this next gentleman into some sort of cricketing system that he's a part of. Because on the weekend, Daniel Bellard went out there for the Delacombe Park Cricket Club, just tucked in there in Frankston. And he made a record score for his club, and I want to find out how it happened because I think it was most unusual. Daniel, good morning to you.
Morning, Harth. How you going, boys?
Going very well, mate. Not as well as you, though. Not as well as you. Tell us what happened to you on the weekend against Mornington.
It was a bit of a slow start. I was on opening batsman, just quick singles, a couple of pull shots, and then about 40 off about 20 overs, and then I sort of twinged my quad. And I said to the captain, I can't run anymore. I'm just going to have a swing. And I thought I'd get maybe an extra 20 or 30 runs. And the swing kept swinging and, just kept going over the fence. And, caught fire and kept going with it. And, all happened.
So you were one of those injured cricketers that are the bane of all opposition teams around the nation, where you're not quite sure what to do. Whether you get a bowl and take it easy on him because you're injured, or you try and bowl harder at him because they're injured, or what sort of havoc you're going to cause. When did you know that you were starting to catch fire?
There was a spinner who I just couldn't get him away in the first spell, and because I liked the ball coming onto the bat, and I was doing that thing. He's one of those old guys who just takes forever to get to the other end. I was dancing down the pitch and missing it, and it's in my pat. And then the captain took him off in the second spell. It was just like, I think I hit him for 3 sixes and a four in that over. And when he came back on, I was like, oh, yeah, nah, this is happening. So, yeah, that was a good day out, though. So, I almost pulled out, actually. I had a groin twinge. I heard you talk about Dave's groin and a bit of an ankle injury. So, I had the pads on. In the backyard, I was running free, seeing if I could get up for the game. And I'm pretty happy. I had three injuries, and then I thought, I'll just start swinging, and away we go. But also the captain, Bill Mallinson, made 88. Understated. He helped convince me to play this year as well. So a shout out to him. So
no one cares about the 88, mate. You made 218.
there's nothing understated about an 88. Now, actually, that just caught my attention. Who oversaw the fitness test in the backyard? Was it the missus on the back porch give the thumbs up or thumbs down? Did the whole team come around and watch?
No, just me and the dog. The dog was hearing why I had done. That was about it. Thanks for the tip on the elf on the shelf too, Jimmy. I didn't know you'd give him a name, so the kids went out and they called the elf Jangle this morning. So Jangle the elf, our elf is called now.
Jangle. That's it. Yeah, because then you can say Jangles has been watching. I've got to go have a chat to Jangles and see how you're doing. So it keeps them on edge. Now, normally you can go into the rooms and you can sort of not walk, you float through the rooms to the bar and everyone is buying you a beer and celebrating your 200. How did you celebrate it? Or is it just, you just had to gloat via text messages to all your mates that night, just going, look, I don't even need two legs to make 200. I did it on one leg.
Well, obviously I text a picture of the scoreboard to Facebook because my missus was actually in the country visiting her parents. So I text her, I was using her car, so I said, Lisa Ballard, your car's going to have a sleepover tonight. And text the scorebook. And then, President Duddy said, I don't have to buy any drinks. So in the end, I was just sort of walking behind the bar and grabbing myself a Bundy. And I had a few at the club. And then there's not really much you can do with the COVID at the moment, late. Mm. So we went out to a little bar in Frankston called the Hot Bar. So we had a couple of pints there and then wrapped it up. But, still, I was a little bit dusty the next day. Wasn't too bad, but just coincided with the wife being away, which was just like perfect synergy. So
that's heaven. That is heaven. Our local legend, Daniel Bellard, Delacombe Park Cricket Club superstar after his club record 218 on one leg on the weekend, joined us. Is there any truth to the rumour then that you had to leave said wife's, who was in the country's car, at the club?
Yeah, no, it's, I went and got it the next day, of course. So, that stayed there. So,
was she comfortable with that?
Look, I don't think she had much of a choice, really. So, if cricket clubs have car sleepovers, Captain Bill's car was nestled nicely next to mine when I picked it up in the morning. The cricket clubs always have car sleeping overs. Always one or two, you know, who's had a few extra that night when you drive past in the morning.
I've been involved like the other two gentlemen in local cricket clubs, and often when someone scores like that, someone goes, "Oh, just look at that cricket bat. Can I use that for my innings?" Was as you come off, or this week, is someone requested to use your equipment?
Well, actually, it's funny you say. I bought a bat off Stuart Cranswiller, who's one of the bat makers at Grey Nichols. He said to me, "Never let anyone use this bat except you, and it'll be the best bat you ever use." So. No one's allowed to use it.
Daniel, 218 in a one day game is an extraordinary achievement. What was your highest score before the weekend?
Made 130, probably about 5 years ago, I think. Yeah, so in the twos. So but usually, like, the way I usually make runs is like on a 2 day game, or probably. Yep. Kick over 100 in the 70th, 75th over, like just sort of regular cricket. But, might have to change. I've been watching local legend Nick Christides, who doesn't mind a bit of aerial action. he's a little bit older. And I've been thinking, maybe that could be the way to go, like, do we need to click singles and twos and threes? Like, maybe you just go over the infield and, yeah, maybe that's the way to go as I get a bit older.
So, absolutely. And tell us, Daniel, before we let you go, a shout out to your cricket club. What's its nickname? Where do you play your home games? What colours are you? All that sort of thing.
Delacombe Park. It's a really good club. I've been there for about 7 years. Frankston South. So just nicknamed Parkers, I suppose, is the nickname. But fantastic club. I mean, I made my first 100 there when I was 33, so it took me a little bit of time to get my head around the game of cricket being 33 before I started batting well. But that's a fantastic club. Justin Carroll's the president, and he's done a great job, and we've got good numbers of training, and yes, good vibe at the club, and got a lot of really good young kids. You'll hopefully hear a few of those come through the ranks coming forward, but got a good little team there, so it's good.
Is it true Dean Jones played a game, and then Rumish Ratnayake played a season, Sri Lankan Test player?
Yeah, I don't know about the Sri Lankan Test player, but because that's a bit before my time, but yeah, definitely Jonesy had a game there. There was a few, when he passed away, a few guys posted photos of Jonesy, so it was sad to see him go, but he made 50, I think, on playing for Delacombe Park, so I think Rodney Hoggs had a game for us.
Hoggies play with everyone. Yeah. That doesn't count. Yeah. That doesn't count.
doesn't count.
Hoggies play with everyone. Now, I've just gone through, before we let you go, because we're going to get to the news shortly, I've just gone through your record on My Cricket. Now, I have a concern, Dan. I have a concern. That's your fifth century, so you're going okay. So he's done all right, Whitey. He's got some good numbers on the My Cricket page. But what I've noticed is that all your good scores, the majority of them, come in the first half of the season, Dan. Does fatigue kick in?
No, you can get runs on the board early, and then you cement your spot for the finals, and you just can't get dropped then. So, just gotta make sure early season runs is the way to go. So I haven't gone into that detail, so thanks for that ask. But interestingly, I think my average when I open, it's high. In the
72.58 when you open, or number one, and you're 46.29 at number two.
Yeah, but then you go down the list when I'm 3, 4, 5, 6. I think I'm 10, 11, and if I don't open, I don't bother picking me. But
if you don't open, don't play, mate. That's the rule. I think we've worked out today.
The attention span goes.
Hey, Dan, well done, mate. A great weekend. Injured nonetheless, but great courage. Saw a great performance. 218, a club record. Well done to you, and enjoy the rest of the season.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate your time.
Cheers. Good stuff. Daniel Ballard from Delacombe Park Cricket.